everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From creches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Haley. Thank you for the invitation.
I'm so excited to have you. My podcast is dedicated From Crèches to Crèmes, Living Your Best Life in the Grand Duchy. And for those of us who have bought into living here, one thing that's really important is becoming Luxembourgish citizen. So for me, I don't have any other European nationalities and I really want to get it. And the way to get it is by passing that Spruch test.
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to talk all about that. But before we do, I just want to start with a little bit about you. I ask all my guests usually, tell me your Luxembourgish story, but you are actually a native, born and raised Luxembourger.
Yes.
Tell me what it was like growing up here and tell me why you decided to keep Luxembourg your home.
Growing up here in Luxembourg is quite a unique experience. Then first, Luxembourg is small, it's a small country, but it's surrounded by three bigger countries like France, Germany, and Belgium. I remember when I was a child, we used to live close to the French border. And on Sunday in this small village, all the shops were closed. And in France, the bakery was open. So we just took the car and in 3 minutes we were in France and we could buy French baguette and croissant. With my parents, we often went to the Moselle, but the German side. So we went to Grevenmacher and then we went for a trip to Germany. And just to say that we are surrounded by other countries and it's quite an experience to just cross the border and then you are in another country, another culture. And that was quite exciting. And beyond this geographical advantage is that Luxembourg is multilingual and multicultural. So here we have a lot of different nationalities, but also at school, the first language we learn is at 6, we learn German. And then at 7 or 8, we learn French. So for us, it's quite natural to switch from Luxembourgish to French, from French to German. And then later we learn English at school at 11, 12. And then we switch between 4 languages. So all Luxembourgers.
I was just listening to a voice note from my girlfriend who lives in California. She was visiting Brussels, actually, and saying, my God, how these Europeans can just flip in and out of these languages so quickly. We're talking about people that are making your coffee in the morning. We're not talking about CEO level. Everybody can do it. Coming from America, that is absolutely such an advantage of raising your kids in Europe because you can't. If you natively speak another language at home, then you can. But in the States, pretty much it's English, right? I wanted to learn Spanish. Coming from California, that was the second language that was around. I had to study it for years. There was no immersive kind of thing at the time that I was growing up anyways. I think now they have some immersive Spanish programs, but it really is so cool. And you're absolutely right about just the cool factor of going to Germany for the day, the hour, the minute. When we go to IKEA, we're going to Belgium. We see the sign, we're like, Belgium! And then we go back, Luxembourg! It's like a fun, it's super fun. So why did you decide to settle down here? And then I guess let's fast forward to why you decided to start Luxembourgish with Anne.
My story with Luxembourgish with Anne began in 2012. But it started already a little bit earlier. So I had been working in the financial sector, although that wasn't my field at all. I studied biology in Strasbourg in France, but I worked in different fields. And when I was working in this financial sector, it was quite overwhelming for me. And the biggest challenge was to find enough time for both my daughter and myself, because I was and still a single mother raising my daughter on my own. And by 2012, I said, no, there, I have to change something. I wanted something more meaningful to my life, to myself, to closer to home. And I just told myself, I don't want to work anymore for another company, for another boss. I want to do something which really pleases me.
Wow. Welcome to the show, Anne. This is what mom life is all about, right? Having this career and then having kids and being like, this is not really working for me right now, especially if you're a single mom.
Yeah.
So good for you. So you had this idea?
Yes.
And how old was your daughter?
My daughter was born in 2006.
Okay, so she was 6.
She was 6, yes. Yeah. And then I had no choice at that time, so I went to work for the financial sector. And yes, but after 5 years, I said, no, I stop. And back then, so my daughter was then 5, 6 years, I used to tell her every evening stories in French, in Luxembourgish, in German. And that was the, how to say this, that was the greatest joy at that moment for myself. And that's how it started. So I started telling stories in French and in Luxembourgish in bookshops, in libraries, in schools.
Wow.
Yes.
Like a reader, you're reading books.
Yes.
So yeah. Cool. For other kids?
I didn't read them.
You told them.
I told them. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yes. That was really amazing. And I did this like this as freelancer and for 1 year. And then some parents reached out to me and asked me, hey, Anne, can you teach Luxembourgish to our kid? Because I told most of the stories I told in Luxembourgish or in French. No? And so some parents reached out. And then as I didn't have any other job at that moment, I said, why not? So I began teaching. It's not the right word, but I started then, yes, showing the kids, helping them to understand the language, to speak the language through games, through stories. Yes, that was through songs.
Wow. So it was just a total organic evolution.
Yes. And I did this for 2-3 years. Then slowly but surely, the parents came to me and asked me, hey, Anne, can you teach us the language?
Yeah.
And I was a little bit reluctant because I am not a teacher. And so I said, okay, why not give it a try? And so I went for 1 year to the INL to get the certificate and to be a certified Luxembourgish language coach.
Ah.
Yes. And then 2 years later, I did another training to get to be a neuro language coach.
What's a neuro language coach?
Yes. You learn how the brain functions and how you can better assimilate or learn a language so that it sticks in your mind.
Wow. Okay. So you're in finance. You hate finance. Mm-hmm. Single mom, 6-year-old girl being like, I can't do this. And it just like flowed. You just leaned into what was happening and just one thing. That's such an amazing story, first of all. Was there a point when you were like, I'm all in on this. I'm going to INL. I'm going to get this certificate. And what was that like for you?
That was just amazing. I was really excited about this. Really, I really developed a passion for Luxembourgish, for not only for the language, but for helping other people to really understand Luxembourgish, how it works, how it sounds, and how to feel comfortable using it in everyday life. And that was really a passion. I just loved it. And I think I got my certificate in 2013 or 14. And yes.
Okay. So now we're like 10, 11 years down.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so you've been helping people pass that Spruch test ever since.
Yes. So I'm specialized in helping people preparing for the Spruchentest.
Spruchentest. See, I can't even say it.
Yes, it's Spruchentest, although it's only one language which is being tested, but it's called Spruchentest. Spruchen is the plural of one language, but it's called Spruchentest.
Oh, so it actually translates to languages test, yeah, and it's just one?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, can you help me?
Sure.
Second of all, tell me about the structure of your class. Is it private lessons? Tell me, just give me the program.
Okay, there are different options. So we give private tuition, so one-on-one, we have...
In person or online?
Only online. Oh yes, since 2020, I have shifted my whole business online, and now everything is online. There is no in-person classes.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's all... And so this on one-on-one, we have group classes, we have small group classes, no bigger than 6 person, because then it's not efficient. And I have self-study courses I have created. These are 5 self-study courses.
Do they really work, self-study courses?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Especially the first one for absolute beginner. This is the A1 level, A1. And my self-study courses are designed in a way that you can actually learn at home, stay motivated, and even learn to speak, because in these self-study courses, I have recorded videos. So you see me actually explaining the language, and I prompt you to repeat after me. So you are, it's if you were in class with me, but you are at home in front of your laptop.
That's so cool.
And there are online flashcards that you can use to review the vocabulary, to play with the language. There are quizzes. No, they work quite well.
Yeah. So did you use what you learned in that neurolinguistic training to help make your courses?
Also, yes, because I use as well a lot of visuals, because when you learn a language, you need visuals to that the language sticks what you are learning. So it's really very visual.
And now we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Lisa Burke, and I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome you to The Lisa Burke Show, your go-to place for eclectic conversations that really matter, the kind that make you think, feel, and hopefully leave you a little bit more inspired. Every week, I'll be chatting with some truly incredible guests, experts, everyday heroes, and maybe even sharing a little of what's going on in my own life. I'm all about finding stories that move me, unpacking everything from the latest trends to the deeper human issues that shape how we connect and live. So grab your coffee, get comfy, or take your dog for a walk and hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget, you can watch the full episodes on RTL Play and listen every week on Today Radio, The Lisa Burke Show, where we explore life in Luxembourg and beyond.
If you're enjoying mum life, you might also enjoy Today Radio's Office Hours with me, Adam Peterson. It is the show where we answer everyday questions about life and work in Luxembourg by talking to business owners, employees, entrepreneurs and experts. We have many mum-friendly topics on the show. The merits of hybrid working, how to choose a gym, and how performance is managed in different industries. In the same way dads are welcome on mum life, you don't have to work in an office to enjoy Office Hours. Get Office Hours wherever you get your episodes of Mum Life.
So you mentioned A1 for the beginner class. Mm-hmm. I took one semester of French and then I dropped out because I didn't have time. And then I went into an intensive class and it was just way too quick. There were a lot of native Portuguese speakers. Yes. And I speak Spanish, but I'm not native. And I was just like, whoa. And plus I was doing the podcast and I couldn't do it. Let's say that languages aren't your thing. Let's ask two. Let's say that if languages aren't your thing, how much time do you think you need to devote to studying for this test? And how hard is this test?
So if you are starting from zero, if you have no knowledge of the language, then I have the ideal program for you, which is called From Zero to Sprachentest, which I created and which will take a beginner with level zero to the Sprachentest level, which is A2, in just 6 months.
Wow. I'm in. Does it work?
Yes, it works. I have a pass rate of 93%.
Wow.
Yes.
So there's like a 7% chance that you're going to flunk this guy.
Yes. Yes. If you follow the study plans, our recommendations, and if you show up in our weekly speaking sessions, then yes. Okay.
Okay. So how much in this zero to Sprachentest in 6 months?
Yes.
How much time?
So we prompt our students to study around 30, 40 minutes a day. And the idea is to build a steady progress over 6 months. It's to make learning Luxembourgish a habit, yes, and just have the feeling that it is doable.
Gosh, I was expecting this to be way more complicated.
I have developed my courses in this sense that people have to study during over 6 months, every day, 30 to 40 minutes, if you follow the plan. Okay, and if you practice speaking with us, and because you will get feedback from our coaches, then you are best prepared. I have even some students who do it in 4 months from level zero.
Wow. Every day. What if you get off track and, I don't know, your kid gets sick or you have surgery or whatever?
Then, yes, you lose time and then you have sometimes to review the basics and then to, yes, that's adding on a little bit on the time you need to be ready.
Okay. But if you're ready to commit 30 minutes a day for 6 months,
yes,
you're going to pass it.
Yes.
Tell me about the Sprachentest.
Sprachentest is the language test foreign residents who have been living here for at least 5 years need to pass in order to apply for the Luxembourgish citizenship. And this Sprachentest includes two parts. One speaking part, because they want to see if you can handle a conversation, and also a listening comprehension part.
Okay. And the listening comprehension, are people speaking to you or you're just putting on headphones?
Yes, you are listening to three different type of audios. They're quite difficult. It's level B1. And this part of the exam is quite tricky because the language level is B1. It's quite high. And for people which are not exposed on everyday basis to the language, who don't hear the language on everyday basis, then it's quite difficult.
What can you do to hear more Luxembourgish in your everyday life? Because I live in the city. I don't have neighbors that are Luxembourgish and they're amazing, but they speak English to me.
That's,
you know?
That's the issue. We switch here automatically. When we hear that someone is not a native speaker, is a foreigner, then we will switch to their language. Yes, easily.
How can I get more Luxembourgish listening in my life besides listening to radio ARA, I think, is the Luxembourgish one. And there's obviously RTL.
Yes. Yeah, listening to radio, I don't recommend this when you are a beginner. Because listening to the radio, this is the level C1, C2. And when you're a beginner and you listen to the radio, yes, of course, you will pick one word here, one word there, but it will not help you to learn the language, to learn to speak. So that's why I recommend to try to speak in a language cafe. We have many language cafes here in Luxembourg. So these are, for example, people who get together once a week or once a month and they talk together the language, for example.
How do you find this?
You have to Google.
Okay. Yes. Language cafes.
One in Strassen. There used to be one in Hesperange, I remember. And they are organized by the local commune or by native speakers. So there are always native speakers around. And then
And they also have, actually, I'm a member of the American Women's Club. They have a let's speak Luxembourgish coffee morning or whatever. My thing about those is, do you just end up speaking English the whole time?
That's a good question.
Yes,
the great chances, yes.
So there's a listening comprehension, that's B1. There's a spoken part, that's A2.
Yes.
How many, so I started taking French at the INL. I passed A1, and then it was like A1.2 or whatever. Like, how many levels are there between A1.1 and A2?
So there afterwards comes A1.2. Then you have completed the level A1. And then you have to do the A21 and then the A22.
Okay.
Then, you have the required level to sit the oral part of the exam.
So there's four classes that you can master if you do 30 minutes a day for 6 months. Do you think that it would work for any language if you did it? Could you replicate your class in French? Could I become good at French in 6 months?
I suppose so, yes.
Wow.
If you stick really, it's really, you have to stick to this daily practice. And not stop it or say, oh, no, I won't study now for 3 days. I will study 2 hours at the weekend. Do it every day.
Okay.
You have to do it not only in your head or just reading something. No, you have to watch videos where someone is explaining you the language, where you have to repeat it. And then where you have to test your knowledge by doing quizzes, exercises, reviewing with flashcards. So it's an interactive way of learning, then it's possible. And then also be in contact with a coach who can give you feedback on what you have learned. Otherwise, you don't know where you are or if you have been making progress or not.
And if you're actually pronouncing it correctly or whatever.
Very important, yes.
The spoken part, I heard that they give you a picture. Maybe there's six different pictures and one's a girl at a grocery store and one's a guy playing soccer or whatever. Is the key that you're just supposed to just verbally barf for as long as you can about everything that you see in that picture?
So there are, for the picture description, there are certain evaluation criteria. So you have to show off a certain vocabulary range of level A2, of course. And for sure, you must describe a person. You must be able to describe the global situation. You must also tell what the people are doing on the picture, or if it's cartoon, what's going on the cartoon, for example.
Do you have to go in the past tense or use subjunctive or anything like that?
No, not for the picture description. No, there you just describe what's on that picture.
Okay, so the girl is running and she kicks the ball and the cat is happy or whatever.
You have to speak with level A2, not level A1. That's also a point, because some people are just saying, I see this, I see that. This person...
Wait, do that again, but don't hit the table.
I am. But you have to show off the vocabulary of level A2, because some people go there and think, oh, I just can make easy sentences of level A1. I see this. This person is doing this. This is this color.
Yeah, I get it.
You have to use the level A2 vocabulary.
And what is the level A2? Just different verbs and stuff. I see the cat.
You have to add some adjectives, adverbs, so to make your phrases more interesting, more detailed. So, for example, oh, I see a small black cat. Okay.
Yes.
So you have to.
Yes. Okay. And you have a podcast, Luxembourgish with Anne. Is that part of the 30 minutes a day, or is that just like a hook to get people to sign up?
No, that is something different. It's because I love helping people to understand Luxembourgish and to hear it as well. Because as you mentioned before, many people are not immersed by the Luxembourgish language. They don't hear it on an everyday basis. So that's why I have created my podcast, so that people can, week after week, learn some more bits of the Luxembourgish language.
Okay. And if someone's just new here, should they listen to like your very first episode and listen to them in a row?
No, because I didn't start with level A1 and then moving forward to level A2. No, I pick one topic a week and then I just talk about it.
So do the 30 minutes a day and then tune in for extra if you want. Can you tell me about other parts of the test? Is there talk about making it written and reading?
So as far as I know, there are no changes coming to the Spruchentest. So the Spruchentest is really, you have to show that you can handle a basic conversation and that you understand the language so that you can integrate into life in Luxembourg. And Luxembourgish is a spoken language. So it's not about writing and reading. It's really about being able to communicate with other people living here in Luxembourg. And so I don't think they will change this and that we'll have to write or read something.
Okay. And who administers it? The government, obviously?
Yes. Yes.
Does the government know that you have a 93% rate? Do they ever talk to you? Do you ever talk to them about your... No.
Nope.
Okay. No, no governmental hookups.
Nope.
Okay. And the other part about becoming a citizen is you have to pass like a civics test or something?
Yes.
What, do you know anything about that?
It's called... I forgot the name now because I'm not involved in that at all. It's called... Vie et société au Luxembourg, I think so.
Life and society in Luxembourg?
In Luxembourg, yes. It's called like this. Vie et société in Luxembourg, yes. That test you have to pass as well. Yes, there are two tests.
And those are written?
It's like a multiple choice. So you will get some questions and then you just have to kick the right box.
If anybody wants to be on the show that has taken that and knows how to pass that portion, let me know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's important too. And the other thing I want to make clear that I heard is that you can take the Spruchentest at any time.
Exactly.
Regardless of if you've been here for 5 years or not.
So yes, even let's say that you moved now in January here to Luxembourg and you decided, I want to sit the exam in September. And then you can sit it in September, you pass it, and then you have to wait until you have been living here for 5 years and then you will get your passport. But you can do it already in advance because once you have the paper from the INL that you have passed, this is valid forever.
Okay. And so that's where you take it, the INL?
Yes.
Okay. I think I've seen the signs actually.
Yes. So the INL is, the Spruchentest is at the INL. Yes.
If you flunk, can you take it again?
Of course.
As many times as you want?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. That's good to know. Okay, so zero to Spruchentest in 6 months. Can I ask how much this costs?
€2,200.
You know how sometimes companies give you language subsidies? Mm-hmm. I wonder if...
Yes, you can ask. I have some people who are working for companies and the company is asking for a linguistic...
Leave. Oh, like personal time off.
Yes, it's the employee who is asking to the employer for linguistic leave. Yes, that's how it works.
Time off to study for the test.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm a trailing spouse and a freelancer, so no one's going to give me any paid leave. No, unfortunately not. If you have little ones that are in school learning Luxembourgish, how can you get them to talk to you, teach you some things? How can you get them involved in basically teaching you how to speak Luxembourgish?
To the parents, you mean?
Uh-huh. Like, I have kids, my two youngest ones, my three-year-old is, as far as I can tell, fluent in Luxembourgish, but I can't really tell. But he goes to creche in Luxembourgish. And then my other one went to local school. Now he's in private school, but he's still going to scouts once a week. We're trying to keep it up. How can I get them to talk to me?
They won't talk to you.
No, they talk to me, but I'm like, okay, guys, speak to me in Luxembourgish.
Maybe they will speak one or two sentences, but as they are used to speak English with you, it will be difficult for them to speak to you in Luxembourgish. Maybe through playing you could, or through songs, maybe. Don't they learn songs at the creche or in school?
Yes.
Because that's something they are proud of. And yeah, you can maybe ask them, can you sing me a Luxembourgish song at home?
And teach it to me.
Yes.
And translate it. And I think what I need is a basic bit of Luxembourgish. And then I could be like, let's make pizza.
Exactly.
Where is the cheese? Whatever. Yes. Okay. Okay.
That would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a playful way. Yes, exactly.
I just feel like a lot of people who are probably in this situation have kids that are learning it faster and better than they are. Mm-hmm. And that's like a free tutor help.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Anything else that you want people to know about you, your course, if someone's interested in your course, how they can find you, et cetera?
Yes, of course, I have my webpage, luxembourgishwithanne.lu, and there you will find all the course and class options I offer as well. My whole team is there as well, so you can see all the coaches and my... Yes, we also offer a free consultation, so if you're really new, you don't know where to start, or you don't know really where your current level is and you want to get feedback, then you can book a free consultation call with my client manager. And she will help you. She will help you to find the right class, to give you feedback on your level as well.
And right. So maybe the 0 to 6 months is not the class for you. Maybe you've got 3 years, but you want a group class. A group class is maybe cheaper or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And then the private classes, yes. Is that probably the most expensive?
That are the most expensive. And that depends on the personal needs of the clients.
If you need a... B or C for yes. business or yes. something.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, and that's what I'm developing now. I have been developing this since January. Now to focus on business Luxembourgish language.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's so cool. Yes. Tell me about that.
Yes, I have now created my course, which is called Formal and Business Luxembourgish Language. And this is really for people who are working in an environment where all the people speak Luxembourgish. Or they are working in a shop where they need a little bit more business language, or they're working in an office or in the health sector. So I have created this, and I have created a self-study online course. So to help people learn all these chunks, all these language chunks, how I call this, because to master the business language, you have to not only learn vocabulary, you have to learn how to start a sentence, how to end it, how to argue, and also how to address people, because we have a formal and an informal form of you in Luxembourgish, and that's very important as well if you work in an office, in a business environment, so how to address people correctly.
Or even if you wanted to get a job at a creche.
Exactly.
Or in healthcare or childcare, because that is a barrier to entry.
Yes.
For a lot of people.
Exactly. And that's why I now developed this. And I have created also now my speaking Business Luxembourgish Confidently Club. So that people come also here together in a group and they speak together and using the business vocabulary.
So cool. Mm. I love that. I'm going to tell my husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's in finance. I don't know if he necessarily needs it. We wanted to integrate. That was a goal of ours. We were trying.
Husband speak Luxembourgish? No.
No, he's got to do the Spruken test, because you cannot pass it to your spouse.
No, you can pass it to your children, but not to your spouse.
Anything else I need to know about the Spruken test?
You cannot pass it without any preparation.
Yes.
So you have to do the level A1 and then move over to the level A2 and then prepare for the Spruken test itself.
Yes. And if you were going to go to INL, it would take you years to get ready.
Now they have changed a little bit. It used to be 2 years, but I think now you can do it in 1 year, but not faster.
Yeah.
But I have some clients who have been at the INL and it was too slow, or the classes were too big. And so they joined Luxembourgish with Anne because our programs are all flexible. Okay, they're quite flexible. You can, because we will always give you some course preparation to study at home. So self-study at home. And that you can do in the morning, you can do at the lunchtime, you can do this in the evening. So you can really choose the time of the day when you want to study. And then our speaking sessions, we have everyday speaking sessions. You choose which day you can join, and then you join to that speaking session. So it's quite flexible.
So the speaking sessions that require other people to be there, are they usually in the morning, in the after work hours, in the day?
So they are during lunchtime always, and in the evening at 6.
Amazing. Okay. So if you have little ones, the evening at 6 is not going to work, but lunchtime, totally possible. Yeah. Yeah. And this was amazing. I definitely am going to call you for a consultation to see what class I need.
Yes. You can find all the details on my webpage. And of course, I have a YouTube channel.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. And Luxembourgish with Anne on YouTube.
But then I have my podcast and I am on social media, LinkedIn and Instagram, Facebook. Yes. Everywhere.
Amazing. Well done. All right. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me here.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you like the show, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment, or better yet, share with another mom friend. And if there's a topic you'd like to see covered or you want to be on the show yourself, please email me at momlife@rtl.lu. And if you're feeling social, you can always reach me on Facebook and Instagram at momlife in Luxembourg. Thanks so much and have a great day.